ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It is Thursday night. It's 9:15, 2022. Oh, and I'll tell you, it looks like we may have averted. It looks like we may have averted a railway strike, but it's a tentative agreement. You understand what tentative agreement means, right? It means it's not settled. And what not settled means is that the union negotiators have basically agreed to it with the rail unions, and it seems to be what the rank and file want, all right? But they have to still vote on it, whether to accept the agreement or not. So I'm going to tell you straight up, right up the bat up here right now, use this opportunity to go and buy food. Berkey Water Filtration Systems, firearms, ammo, and I don't mean a box of 20 shells, unless that's all you can get. If you're sitting out there and you got money, then go get the things you need to put back to protect your family, yourself, in order to have something. Now, how much food do you need? Well, 15 days, right, Hawk? No! If you're sitting out there and you got that, there's people that, you know, in big cities and suburbs and even in little towns are sitting there and they work for a corporation for a long time. They've got a ton of money. They got all kind of money in their 401ks, which they're now going to get truncated off of, okay? Take some money out of the 401k and see if you can get yourself 3 years of food for your family, long-term storage food, plus canned goods, plus a Berkey filtration system with the black Berkey filters, and an extra set or two of those if you could. I'm going for the highest possibility here now, all right? And then you need a shotgun, a rifle, and it don't have to be a .223. It can be a .308 or a .30-06 or whatever it is you want. And a shotgun, I still like the 12-gauge pump, a Mossberg or equivalent, Remington, whatever it is, because you put a little oil on the slide and you work it, and that sucker works, all right? The automatics sometimes get goopy, and they're great guns, don't get me wrong, if you got one. And then you need a sidearm. A sidearm could be a pistol with, say, three magazines extra. So if you got a 15 round, I don't know, a Glock 19 or, you know, something like that or whatever it is you got. Have three extra magazines. And the same way for your rifle, if you got a rifle, and if you've got a 006 or something like that, a deer rifle with a scope, then that's your roll. But if you don't have that, then you need something that can do that. It can shoot 200-300 yards downrange and hit something. 400 if you was in really good stead. Whereas the 30-06, you might be able to shoot a little bit longer and nail something with the scope. But most stuff happens a lot farther in than that. Most stuff happens when you're not that far out. So you need a rifle, you need a sidearm. You need multiple rounds of ammunition. You would need at least a minimum of 1,000 rounds for every firearm you have, if you could. Some people have a lot more. I always tell the story. Hawk, do you think somebody said, do you think 10,000 rounds, is that enough? I said, I don't know. I know where you live, and it may not be where you live. All right. High on a hill in a urban area in the East Coast. So I don't know what that might be. But all I know is just like getting another can of chunky soup or Progresso soup or Denny Moore beef stew or whatever it is, roast beef hash, whatever you got, or another can of albacore tuna or another can of chicken breast, Swanson chicken breast, or whatever it might be, chili or Chef Boyardee or whatever you like. As well as getting another can that week, if you could get another group of small box ammo, you see, you could do that. If you can. But I'm telling you, then other people in the family, they need to have, if you've got a shotgun, a rifle, and you got a sidearm, well, then you can give one person can be on the shotgun, another on the rifle. Then if you've got another rifle, say a 22, even the kids could, you know, pony a 22 up to the old thing and get them drilled in at about 50 or 100 yards on a 22. Then they've got a situation where they could help. And if nothing else, they could hunt birds, squirrels, whatever that you might want to do, or rabbits at some distant time or nearly newly distant time where you might want to hunt a bit to supplement your food supply. But everybody's told Hawk for all their, well, when the time comes, I'm going to live off the land. Well, there's going to be 100 million people living off the land and then attempting to live off you and eat you, cannibalize you up. There's a real good day in James Wesley Rawls' book, Patriots, Surviving the Coming Collapse. Patriots, Surviving the Coming Collapse. James Wesley Rawls. There's a story in there, a portion of the story, where these people come up in a grocery cart, come outside, and they had long ham in the grocery cart. In other words, they had the hindquarters and leg of a human being that they were in, had in the grocery cart. Interesting thing. I would also recommend that book. I would also recommend One Second After, William R. Forstchen, Forstchen, Orange Books. And then in the Patriots series, there's other different books. There's The Survivors, James Wesley Rawls. There's different ones that give a different picture and look at what's going to come down the pike, The Liberators, okay? There's also One Year After by William R. Forstchen, okay? So in terms of that, you've got to understand that these opportunities to prepare come up just briefly, and you're going to have it. And did you see where the gold is way down? I'm going to click up, let's see, stevequayle.com, because he's always got that up there. See what we got. Reboot that a little bit to get the new price up. He's sitting right there, and he's got gold, 24-hour gold is six, the spot price, mind you, spot price only. $1,662.60. And then silver is $18.92. Okay. Platinum 900 even. All right. So what are they trying to do? They've driven down the spot price of gold to try to make you sell it or give it up. At the same time, they're hitting your stock market. And when they went down 1,276 points, and the next day it went up about 70 or something, said, oh, the market stabilized. Well, now it's down again, all right? They're going to ladder this thing down. I don't know what they've got in store on September 24th. And people keep talking about it. German parliamentarians talk about it. On September 24th, you're going to know where you were when it happened. Are they going to reset the whole currency bit worldwide? Is it going to be a nuclear attack? Is it going to be the former France, Germany going over to the Russian side? I don't know. Will the railway workers actually vote to approve the tentative agreement? I know we've got some things where we've got... coming up, there's also going to be an event where we're going to launch some kind of a thing and hit an asteroid coming up towards the end of the month here, I believe, as well. That could be it. Heck, who knows? But I will say this. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. And if you repent of your sins and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior, then he's going to come and wash you clean. He'll start to wash your dirty windows clean. It might take 4, 5, 6 times before you say, oh, man, look at all the sunlight out there I can see. Well, then when you see the sunlight out there, then you might want to think about going to Home Depot and getting you a basic solar rig, you know, one of those $189, $199 solar rigs to charge a battery. So that then that charge of the battery you could utilize to perhaps, if you had 2 or 3 batteries, run that and then run your refrigeration for a certain period of time. Because I still believe that the power grid is going to go down. I think it's going to go down. And then one thing people didn't really think about is all the coal-fired plants, they get their coal by rail car. And then I believe, what was it, Duke Power or somebody in Carolinas or somewhere, they kept saying, well, we're not going to take the rail line. We're not going to have the coal delivered. We'll have it delivered by truck. They couldn't replace the amount of coal they needed but to blow by truck. There aren't enough trucks. So 1892 on silver, all right? Well, I'm telling you, they want to get you to turn it over so they can buy all the physical. But the fact is that if you're going to buy physical silver or physical gold, the premium is the highest it's been in quite some time, and you're not going to be able to get any gold at $1,662.60. That's a spot price, and that's about it. They're playing on the paper gold world. Meanwhile, I found out that reading today in an article that almost all of the gold supply that's being mined every year in the United States is going to the east, like going to China or going to Russia or going to Japan or India. It's going east from us, out of the United States. The silver, same way. The premium is much, much higher, and you will not be able to get a single ounce of silver for $18.92. If you want some, you better call Brother Quayle, 406-586-4840, 406-586-4840, and you can talk with either Steve or Daryl, his manager, or Tyler, his son, who's an excellent trader on the gold and the silver and does a good job. Get what you can while you can. And then remember Steve Quayle 20 years ago or more, all right? Said that when the time came, you will not have UPS running or the railways running or the planes running or the trucks running. And we're heading down to a road of that happening. Russia has given the U.S. and NATO the final warning also. And if the U.S. decides to fly longer-range missile to the Ukraine, then Maria Zakharova said, she's the foreign ministry spokesman, says that the U.S. will then cross the red line and will become a direct party to the conflict. And then Brother Quayle has got that story on his thing. Translation is, U.S. will be nuked. So while you can prepare, do so. And then as far as the thing to do and what's going on, here's what Lord Jesus says in Revelation, in the red letters. And unto the church of the Laodiceans, write these things, saith the Amen. The faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou wert cold or hot. I would, he says, I would that thou wert cold or hot. So then because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable, poor and blind and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with salve, that thou mayest see. But here is the deal. Jesus says, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. And I would that thou wert cold or hot. So then because of thou art lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. All right? That's what the Lord Jesus is saying in Revelations. And that's, I believe, out of what? Chapter 3, yes. Oh, boy. So you got to prepare, and I keep hammering this, and people say, well, Hawk, don't you have some, you know, cool new stories or something like that? This is the story. This is the story. This is the story, you see. It is the story. It is the thing. It is the story. It is the thing. Now, if you don't have a well on your property, and a lot of people don't, then perhaps you could even look into the fact of how far you'd have to dig down where you're at or where your bug out spot is as to how far down water might be. If it's down a long way, you're not going to dig it. But if it's in some areas, there's still water in some areas. If you're sitting here in the eastern part of Kansas and into Missouri, there's still water. It's not as much as there's normally been for over the years, but there's not also a total drought. You go out further west, and man, it's a total drought. I'm telling you, the crops are bad. Everything is bad. And then if the rail lines were to go away, and incidentally, I'm going to say it's a tentative agreement. Strike averted by an apparent tentative agreement, according to the AP, between the unions and the rail lines. And the rail lines are going to give more time off and the things that the union people wanted. And I understand why they would want it, because it's just incredible. You couldn't even go to a doctor's appointment because they don't have enough people working. So we got this last warning by Russia, right? Well, that's a real warning. Well, why is that a real warning? Because in 5 minutes, not a half hour, in 5 minutes, their hypersonic missile could pop, goes the weasel, take the grid out. Or they could just say, little Kimmy, drop your two EMP bombs on top of the United States from your satellite. North Korea has a satellite and allegedly, hear what old Hawk says, allegedly has two nuclear weapons that could explode right over the center of the United States and create the EMP that would then knock the power grids out and most of the automobiles and computers. Electronics go bye-bye. People say, well, that's, you know, blah, 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 blah. No, that is not. In the past, we didn't have as much problem, say, in the 50s to the early 60s, because we still had Bakelite phones, you know, in the 50s, with hard wire to the pole and to the thing. We had cars that had generators, points, plugs, generators, distributor cap, etc. And that they would, and you also had the stick shifts. So you could push the car, squirt a little starter fluid in it, make sure you got clean gas, and then pop the clutch and you were running. But if that sunlight comes through that window, the Lord Jesus starts to clean off for you, then consider the possibility of getting some kind of solar portable units, the portable type units. If you can do the house and all that, what happens? You lose the house. You've spent $20,000, $50,000, $100,000 on that. But if you've got portable units and you've got several batteries, that these units can then be charged. And like Harbor Freight, what I'm telling you, you go to Harbor Freight, not Home Depot, Harbor Freight. That's where I need to talk to you about Harbor Freight, because they're about $189, $199. Basic solar 100-watt system with all the little cords and little things, and also a couple small 12-volt light bulbs, you know, 25-watt or whatever, 12-volt light bulbs where you could have some light. They then have like a hex connector where you can connect about four or five of these systems if you wanted to. So if you got them at $199, that's $200. So you got five of those systems, that's $1,000. plus a hex connector, $19, and then a few batteries. Then you could keep an RV or a trailer or a small house or your house, not the whole house, but you could keep it, the refrigerator, the freezer, the extra refrigerator in the garage or the basement, and a basic light and hand tools when you needed them. You could keep them cool and have a few just basic lights so that you could charge up stuff. You could run a radio. You could run a TV with a VCR and have something to see or to watch. You can keep your radio or the shortwave radio up to where you can listen to different stuff, keep the batteries charged. This is another opportunity that is now presenting itself to you. I'm telling you, I'm exhorting you, I'm saying it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Do what you can do to prepare for what's coming. And Lord Jesus wants you to endure it till the end. The same shall be saved out of Matthew 24. But if you're going to have wars, rumors of wars, you're going to have famines. Famines is when there's not enough food to eat. People are already experiencing that. I was talking to somebody the other day, and they were at a Motel 6. And they said the Motel 6 was filled with people who were like living out of their car. Living out of their car, but had enough to just stay in the Motel 6 to at least get a bathroom and a bed. And that's still $50-$60 a night, I believe. So maybe they stay a night or two, and then they go to camp out. But I'm telling you, people, there's people that are just destitute, and there's others that are very flush, and then most of us keep losing and keeps backing up. The benefit you have when you can get any extra can of chunky soup, that's a ration for one person for one day on a ration, not the optimum three meals per day, you know, but a ration of food, okay? You need to be thinking about going online and finding canned bacon or canned ground beef or canned beef chunks or canned chicken chunks or whatever it might be. Yoders, or there's all kind of different brands, you know. Go up to Amazon and look for meats, canned meat or long-term storage meat. Many of them have long-term storage lives of 25 years. You can keep the can so you don't worry about it for 25 years. But also, I've talked to you about this in the past. According to a top person years ago at the Y2K during the Y2K period, I talked to somebody from Alan Canning years ago. I'm not going to say the name. Probably doesn't even work. He's probably retired, okay, by now. But I said, what about these cans? They got a date on them now. Do you have to get rid of them? No, he says, that's the date on the top of the can is the date that they can guarantee that 100% of the required, you know, daily vitamins and minerals that are listed on the side, the nutritional facts on the side of the can, that they can guarantee that those exist in the can up until that date. I said, what happens after the date? He said, you would just not be able to guarantee that was there, and it might lose every year a little bit of the food value. But if the can is not dented, if it's not cut, creased, puffed out, exploded, you know, when you open the can, you get the black froth, you get the black fuzz, you don't want to eat that, all right? You know when a can is bad or not bad, but if you got a clean can, it's been in a cool, dry place, and it's not exploded or busted, you're going to have some food value down the road. And the reason I tell you to do that is because what if the rail lines, and what if at some point the post office or UPS doesn't run. And you can also have a thing where Russia pop goes the weasel, or China pop goes the weasel, or North Korea pop goes the weasel, or Iranian gunboat pop goes the weasel, and then blows out this country, England, and a few others, you see, and maybe Germany and France go on the side of the Russians as per Ezekiel 38, Gomer. Then you're going to see scenarios that are like Patriots. Surviving the Coming Collapse, James Wesley Rawls, or One Second After by William R. Forstchen. That one's after an EMP blast, a power grid down, or most of the cars are on the parking lot of the interstates and the two-wheel, two-lane roads, too. It's just getting beyond belief. Now, I want to say a prayer tonight for my brother Dave. Lord Jesus, I pray that you will go to Dave and that you remove any COVID from him. Remove the COVID from him and that you will restore him back to full health. And then I pray also for old Jarhead. Jarhead, I know your back is killing you, and the vertebrae and all the stuff are in you. Lord Jesus, will you go to Jarhead right now? Will you go to him? Will you go and will you touch him in the spine and the toes, the legs, the arms, the fingertips? Will you lengthen out? Will you restore the discs? Perhaps, Lord, will you make sure he is getting the good stuff that might be able to help him with the joints and all of that kind of thing, the vitamins, the minerals, etc., the curcumin, all the different items that might be able to help him. So that it will restore the joints back to a normal type of thing. And it might take a few weeks, might take a few months, might not do it. But Lord Jesus, you can do it. And we'll just do it and use it on your behalf. Lord, will you go to him right now? Will you touch his back? Will you restore the vertebrae and the nerve connections and all of the things? And if his back be kinked, will you straighten it properly? Lord Jesus, in your name I pray. On behalf of the Jarhead, there's so many people out there that I know I'm missing some, and some recently have talked to me about it, but others have had the experience of the Lord coming to them and bringing them back alive or healing them up. But the Lord can restore it to you. Don't ask for healing. Ask for a medical miracle. When you pray, Lord Jesus, provide a medical miracle. Healing is a function of time. A medical miracle can happen on the spot. Pray for that. And I believe, what is it Lord Jesus says in John 14? He says, if you will ask it in my name, and his name is Jesus, I will try to do it. He says, I will do it. But you got to be willing to be in prayer. And you got to be willing to, if you have a question, wait till he answers you. Now, let's talk about something else here tonight, too. Let's talk about Gospel Furthering Fellowship, Indochina Bible Project. We're up to about 5,000 Bibles that have been provided, Bibles and songbooks, in the native languages and dialects of the mountain village of the different tribes. They have slightly different language in every village, all right? Or over the mountain, you got a different language. And they have hymn books and Bibles, and this is the Indochina Bible Project, the Nunemakers, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R. And we've got up to 5,000 approximately delivered out into the bush and in the mountains. And believe me, that's making a huge impact in these villages. And they're training pastors and preachers, and they're going out and about. They're baptizing. They're healing people. They're praying for people. They're holding Bible classes. They're holding song, choir deals and all kind of stuff in celebration of our Lord. Our Father in heaven and his only begotten Son, Lord Jesus. So if you wish to put in any and kick in any to get a Bible going out to somebody in the mountain yards, and that's of the Indochina, that's the Shan states, that's the Thailand, Laos, Cambodia, Vietnam, Myanmar, Burma, what I still call it, Burma. And even the Shan states in China, where old Kum Sa and his crowd's at up there. Kum Sa used to have about 100,000 men at arms, but I don't know what he's got now. But he also ran the, what was it, the number 4 Tiger Opium? And Richard Armitage was the Undersecretary of State. And instead of using the little ponies, the little miniature horses or donkeys, where you have the backward stirrups going up the hill, and you got to reverse them going down the hill to carry the loads, they built a nice road down out of there, allegedly by the Undersecretary of State, Richard Armitage. So if you'd like to help the Gospel Furthering Fellowship, Indochina Bible Project, or Nunemaker, Nunemaker Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. Indochina Bible Project, or Nunemaker, Nunemaker Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, with the Y, Pennsylvania, 17067. And may Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it's so wonderful to be on the side of the Lord Jesus and he on your side, because I'm going to tell you what, you start to lose the fear because you know that you're with him and he knows you're with him and you know that he's with you, okay? And you know where you're going to go if you have lose your life. You'll have everlasting life. You believe on him in heaven. That's the best deal in town, people. But at the same time, we need to hold the ground for when Jesus and his angels return. We need to hold the ground, and there's no reason to allow at this stage of the game for evil to run over us, for evil just to kill us, or to allow evil to take our families and destroy them, or allow evil to put us in the conditions of famine or nuclear war or whatever it might be, or to create in the loose. Do you see where Bill Gates has got a new mosquito factory in Colombia, all right? And they're breeding all these millions of mosquitoes to then go and infect the other mosquitoes and to cause them to become sterile, allegedly, so that they don't give you dengue or Zika or whatever. But that ain't the story that I would think about, because what is it that Gates has always been about? Allegedly, he and his father was about it. Allegedly, they're about depopulation and some of the vaccines that he's created and the big study groups and stuff that he's had are all about depopulation. The elite want to kill off about 90% or better. They want us down to about 500 million on the planet. They're going to rewild the planet, put you in the big city or the controlling little enclaves that run the apparatus of their system as a serf, as a slave, or maybe a manager, you see, or a scientist, but they're sure going to have a lot of thumpers and killers and throat slicers, and you know what I'm saying. They're going to have that ability to surveil you and to look at you and take you out. And then I guess Biden is now funding the development in the science world of adjusting the circuitry of your cellular structure, adjusting your electrical circuitry in your cells so they, in my opinion, so they can control you better. That's what the mRNA allegedly is about. These vaccines were about. Now, some they're killing and some they're causing to do wild business. Have you ever seen a crazier group of stuff? You got everything from, you know, brazen robberies, the beheading of a wife or a girlfriend out west with a sword in broad daylight in front of the apartment building? You got all these things in New York and Chicago, and four or five masked gunmen come in and they take it all, you know? Just crazy. Well, I'm going to tell you what. You get you a firearm, you get you a sidearm, and when Froggy comes a-courting, then gig the frog, okay? Gig the frog. That's just a kind of, you see, poetic license, or perhaps what you might call anyway, it's poetic license. That's all I need to say. I don't need to belabor that. It's satire, isn't it? Believe what you wish. Now, Illinois Governor Pritzker has issued emergency disaster over illegal immigrants coming from Texas. Well, I think, Mr. Pritzker, that I believe that perhaps the Hyatt Hotels, that you ought to put them all up in the Hyatt Hotels there in Chicago and around the state. I believe there's one in Springfield, isn't there? I think you ought to just put those up right there, you know, and help to take the load off of everybody else. I thought it was very funny this morning when I saw two buses unload. I was watching at the time when they happened, about 6:30 Eastern time or something like that, or somewhere in that range, 6:35, and two buses pull up in front of the Naval Observatory on Massachusetts Avenue, where Commissar Kabbala lives, okay? Which, incidentally, she has an underground deal in that residence, allegedly, and allegedly may even have a new connection underground via train to go up to, head on up to the Site R, Raven Rock in Pennsylvania in a pinch. Wherever she wants to go in the Underground Railroad. But it was funny, they unloaded, and most of these people were from Venezuela. Most were from Venezuela, and they unloaded them right in front of the Commissar Kamala's house. Took the Secret Service quite a little time to get out there. They must have been one eye closed, you know what I mean? Or they were busy calling somebody to say, what the heck do we do with these people? It's already on TV, you know? And it was Griff from Fox News in the morning, Griff. And Griff's a tough son of a buck, by the way. Griff, as I recall, was probably a SEAL at one time for a while. But Griff's a tough guy, and he was there. And then several other media people were there. And the people are not mean or nasty necessarily. But you don't know who's there, and you don't know what it is and all the stuff. But the fact is that Commissar Kamala said there's no problem at the border. So Abbott has got enough guts to do something. DeSantis sent him to Martha's Vineyard. I like that one a lot. Now, we've talked to you about Meta and Facebook and all the different things. And you've seen, I'm sure, the reporting on it. Facebook got caught reporting social media site users to the FBI. Well, allegedly, the entire Facebook thing was funded, allegedly, by the CIA to Herr Zuckerberg and whatever, to put it out there to be another place that you would update your own dossier, and they would have another dossier and a way of finding it. What is it that they always say on TV? Well, we went onto their social media to see what they've been up to. Well, Facebook has now been caught, according to WorldNet Daily. Facebook caught reporting social media site users to the FBI. In other words, if you said, we're not sure Joe Biden was the legitimate president, ha-ha, you're up at FBI. I guess they're going to get you at a Hardee's restaurant in Mankato, Minnesota. Four cars come up, hut, hut, hut. Block them off. Come on out. Guns a-blazing at the pillow guy, okay? Got to get his phone. Well, I'm going to tell you what. All these people at the top have got to start using burner phones just like everybody else. They got all the money in the world. What you do is you have a headquarters site. You have some kind of a server in Pongo Pongo in some place where it's a server that services your lines, your calls, your business in a state or a country that there's no extradition in. And you have that there, and maybe you have two or three of those crisscrossed around the world. And then every week you have a burner phone, and then you have the phone line that connects to the server, which then trunks the call to you to your new burner phone or whatever it is weekly. Do these people not think that they're above being Gestapo'd or the Cheka like under Beria? That was Beria's big deal in the Cheka in old-time Soviet Union, was they owned all the phone system and they listened to everybody. They listened to every phone call that took place. Even back then. Now today, the necrophiliite, Shiite arses, they listen to everything. Plus you throw in what they call the Five Eyes, GCHQ and the Aussies and the New Zealanders, and that's the Brits, the New Zealand, Australia, Canada, and the United States. That's the Five Eyes. That's how they tapped Trump's phone. But it came back and probably went a ring around the rosy and came to the people in the feds, the FBI, the coup d'etat FBI, the coup d'etat FBI, who are now the crooks, who are now the Gestapo, who are now the Cheka under a barrier, or the Red Chinese secret police. So Facebook is giving them all your gizmos, your private messages, all your stuff. I found that out years ago, all right? Get off these things, if you can. Get off the social media, if you can. There's plenty of ways to go to consolidation sites and to read all of the news articles and all the things you want to read. You don't have to have 75 million people that you liked and loved and everything on Facebook or on the Twitter bird, all right? Stay off of the thing that is tracking you in real time, because the AI will track you. They'll track you anyway. They've got your cell phone. They got your hard line. But, I'm going to tell you, what did Jesus say? That thou art neither hot nor cold, I would that thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, neither cold or hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. But that doesn't mean you have to say, here you go, and here's where I'm going on vacation. You can come and follow me there, or you can attack me here. I'm now over at this place. I'm at the sports stadium. I'm over here getting a Dairy Queen, whatever it is. Why give them all of your movements, all of your inner thoughts, all your stuff? Because you want so many likes. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to keep old Hawk in here, and I hope you do. Anything is most needed, most welcome. It can be Federal Reserve notes. It can be check. A little bit of silver, a little bit of gold, whatever it might be. Send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K. That's all you need. You just put Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk. 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. May the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. You can send a nice card and say hello. And hello to Crazy Horse and all the gang. Hello to the Mars Hill gang, all the different people, the main maniacs. those wonderful people in Northern California and in Southern California, right? All the good people throughout, in Ohio, Michigan, Tejas, yes. God bless Texas. You know, a lot of people ask me different questions, and they say, Hawk, you know, I got a bug out, and I'm thinking about going over this way. And I said, well, how far away is it? I'm going to tell you, when the, you know what, hits the fan, when the balloon goes up or the Merida hits the oscillator, when you got the end of the world as we know it, Teotihuacan, as is in the Patriots, Surviving the Coming Collapse, James Wesley Rawls. In that book, they go for a long distance to get to their Idaho bug out place. Well, I don't necessarily think that's really possible today. And I think that the, as Greg Evenson, Brother Greg, I think of him every day. And if you're out there and you say hi to Liz, if you're out there, his wife, but Greg used to talk about they're going to bomb us. They're going to use the weapons from above. Yard farming, they call it. And they're going to go to areas where they think there's a large amount of resistance and bomb the crap out of it. Okay? They're going to use the helicopter gunships, all the stuff. And if the Chinese come in, it's just not NORTHCOM. Just not NORTHCOM. And FEMA and all of that, which would be bad enough. But maybe they then put the 87,000 IRS in. Maybe they throw them into the mix. Maybe they then throw the Afghans. They form them into killer companies. Yeah, the ones they brought over. Maybe they do that. Maybe all the ones coming in from different places, they put into new military units. Say, we'll give you rations. We'll give you, take care of your family. You'll have medical care. We'll just take the medical care away from the U.S. veterans. Which, believe me, I'm going to tell you something. If you're in the special ops or if you're ever special forces or a ranger or you were something besides that, of these from those's, you know what I'm saying? If you're one of these that didn't exist, then they deny you most everything. They're trying to kill everybody who's from the old school. They're trying to kill them by denial of medicine. They have appointments set up. They're supposed to come to see them for heart matters or stroke problems or whatever it is. And then they go and they say, well, you canceled your appointment. Somebody gets into the machine and cancels the appointments, screws them up. Then they got to wait another 3 months or 4 months. There's a destruction of our old school military base. And I'm even through like the Gulf War. But I'm really talking about the Vietnam War, the Korean War, and even World War II. Some guys at the tail end of that are still holding on or in their high 90s. And they're being tried to be destroyed. So that's the reason they want to do that, is they want to keep the new guard of revolutionary Beijing fighters. Biden, the Beijing. The dark Brandon, who's got his fists up like Hitler in front of the red flash, you know, which was also very much like the V for Victory guy, you know, in the movie. You can see the tyrant there. Well, let me tell you what is it Jesus said? So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. So make a stand. You're either going to choose the Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven, or you're going to give it up to the devil. Oh, well, no, I'll walk between the raindrops, and I don't want to give myself away. Well, let me tell you what. There's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Can you hear me over there? Can you hear me there in Australia? Can you hear me there in India? Can you hear me there in China? Can you hear me in Russia? Can you hear me maybe in Washington, D.C.? Can you hear me in Canada? Can you hear me in Japan? Can you hear me in South America? There's power in the blood of Jesus. And I'm going to stand for him. I'm going to stand for my family. I'm going to stand for my Bill of Rights, my home, my ability to drive a car and to travel freely. I'm going to stand for all of that with everything I got. I'm not going to be lukewarm. That don't mean you just go over and say, well, here I am. I've got this, that, and the other. All right. No. You do have strategic and tactical responses, which are imperative to understand in this day and age. I'm afraid that these guys like the Pillow Man, they don't fully quite get it that we're just about at put a fork in it. We're done. And Facebook allegedly is reporting all you guys out there who say, well, I love Trump. Well, they're going to report to the FBI because now you're somebody who is trying to destroy democracy. Don't think that this is all, you know, goopy. Let me see here. Somebody send me something quick. Yeah, thank you there, my good brother. Medvedev uses the apocalyptic warning. He was the former Russian president. He used a Book of Revelation quote to comment on the Kyiv security treaty demands. Yes. He said Western half-wits from stupid think tanks are leading their countries down the road of nuclear Armageddon with their hybrid war against Moscow. Former Russian President Dmitry Medvedev wrote on his Telegram channel Tuesday, endlessly funneling weapons and support to Ukraine while pretending not to be directly involved in the conflict will not work. Security guarantees proposal unveiled by Kiev on Tuesday was really a prologue to the Third World War. Medvedev calling it a hysterical appeal to Western countries engaged in a proxy war against Russia. Yes, sir. Roger that. And God bless all them people down there in the crossroads. Y'all better have your fishing camps and stuff ready out there, too, because it's going to get wild weasel. We get wild weasel. Let's see what we got right here. This is Denmark will bar almost everyone under 50 from receiving more mRNA COVID jabs. They're going to prevent and bar you from getting a jab because the real truth has come out. Hey, for, you know, King Harald of the Bluetooth people, you know, the Viking king, you know, of Denmark at one point in time. Denmark will bar almost everyone under 50 from receiving more mRNA COVID jabs. Danish health authorities said yesterday will bar almost everyone under 50. Denmark has already ended the COVID shots for nearly everyone under 18 because the new rules go so much further. They will not be allowed under 50 to receive shots if they are higher risk of becoming severely ill. So anyway, word is starting to get out. People are already dying from the vax, allegedly. And then all the young children have gotten it. They have a huge, what is it, allegedly a 651% increase of any reaction on any vaccine, you know? Oh, man. So get your money out of the banks if you can and put it into long-term storage food, canned goods. You need a Berkey water filtration system, maybe more than one. You can have a big one. You can have a travel one, okay? Get more of the Black Berkey replaced filters. Why? They take out the viruses, the bad bacterias. They take out the protozoas, all the different parasites in the stuff, and will also, with the Black Berkey filters, will clean up to 99.9% per their website of the chemicals in the water. Then you can get additional filters that will filter out MTBE. MTBE, and other stuff that are harder to filter, other chemicals. Because your water treatment plant's not filtering out their water treatment plant, not even filtering out the birth control pills, allegedly. Or the shrink dope, allegedly, or whatever. You get that, and you're starting to see where the sperm counts in males, it's just the way it is, are about, what, a third or a quarter of what their grandparents or what great-grandpa had from the dear old time of the mountain men and the tough engines. I mean, the sperm count now is, and the ability to reproduce is much, much lower. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, prepare. And whoever does come, you got old Solzhenitsyn's front porch. Put you a ambush of a half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was at hand. You see, on the front porch, rather than paling at the terror, the bang of the downstairs door and every step on the staircase. You got nothing left to lose. They're going to come for you. They're going to take away all the stuff. You're going to go into the Harare and the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab. You will own nothing and you will be happy because we will be using the 5G to increase your pleasure zones while we make you work as our slaves and then kill you off just like in concentration camps. What is a guy allegedly who's a relative of the Mossad agent, Michael Harari, that was a Mossad agent that was involved with Noriega back in the day. What is this guy doing with the Klaus Schwab World Economic Forum, whose family allegedly were Nazi industrialists? I don't understand that unless it involves Lucifer the Lightbringer. And therein lies the thing. Don't go into their Luciferian knife without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family, your home, your business, your place of worship. Fight them through the nail until Lord Jesus comes with his angels and cleans the clock of the Lucy. Ladies and gentlemen, go out and prepare tonight. And Lord Jesus protect you against all evil and provide you medical care. Good night.